This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell. All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. Brandon House in for Mike Lindell, who is out on business. As you guys know, he was on Jimmy Kimmel's program last night. We're going to play some clips for you. And then we're going to be joined by Patty McMurray of 100% Fed Up. Did you see it last night? Well, if you didn't, we're going to show it to you. We're going to first show you the opening monologue. Then we'll talk to Patty a little bit. And then we're going to show you the actual interview between Jimmy and Mike. And then we have a special update for you on a tragic situation out of Michigan. It's an important update. It's beyond a parent's nightmare, but we want you to know about it, and we're going to bring that to you. And then we're going to hear from Garland Favorito, who is going to share with us what's happening in Georgia that has national implications, something we didn't get to last night because we were so busy. With that show, did the CIA steal the 2020 presidential election? I heard from two attorneys last night who have worked on this issue since the day after the election 2020, and they were stunned at what was presented in that hour last night, asking for information on where I got that, and can they get those documents? They're public documents on the website of a U.S. Congressman, Bill Posey of Florida. We're going to touch on that topic more tonight during my show, Brandon House Live, and more tomorrow night again with Roger Stone. We're not going to quit talking about this topic because I believe there's overwhelming evidence the CIA was involved not only in the COVID pandemic, which laid the foundation for ballots, ballot harvesting, and so much more, but I believe the Central Intelligence Agency was involved in a coup d'etat. Well, going back to the murder of JFK, and they used their same powers to get rid of a president they didn't like, President Trump. And I believe they stole the election. I believe COVID fits very much into the narrative of the CIA and its theft of the 2020 election. So we're going to be covering this a lot over the next several days. Well, let's go right away to the opening monologue from last night, Jimmy Kimmel. He had on Mike Lindell, and he opened the show immediately talking about Mike's soon appearance on the broadcast. And I'm sure, millions saw it. Millions saw it. I know we've already had people reaching out to us saying that they've seen it, and people I haven't heard from in a while were reaching out to us because of, in fact, they kept showing the video footage of Mike and I on the TV here. So certainly Lindell TV got a lot of publicity tonight. So any of you that are watching that are new, welcome to Lindell TV. Glad you are here. So we'll go to that clip, and then we'll talk to Patty McMurray. Then we'll go to Garland Favorito. All right, with that, you ready, Logan? No, he's not ready. All right, well, while he's getting ready, let me just plug MyPillow 2.0. The MyPillow 2.0 has just come out. Thousands have been ordered already. I have four on their way to me. I'm eager to get them. And this is based on new technology that was not available when Mike first invented the original MyPillow. So if you would like to get the MyPillow 2.0, you can go now to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code L77. You can also use that number, 800-544-8939, 1-800-544-8939. To get the MyPillow 2.0. Be sure if you're talking to the operator or if you're online to look for the size of your shirt. Very important you pick the right pillow for you. And there is a chart on there to help you pick the right pillow. So look on the website when you go there, MyPillow.com, and you make your order for the MyPillow 2.0 to look for the chart that's based on your shirt size. And otherwise, when you talk to the operator at that 800 number, they'll walk you through it. They know exactly what they're doing and how to help you pick the right MyPillow for you. 1-800-544-8939. Again, please use the promo code L77. That way you're denoting that you appreciate the Lindell Report, what Mike's doing, and all his work. Again, a generous portion of each purchase comes back to this broadcast, to this network, to keep it all going. Also, remember that promo code L77 works at mystore.com. Mystore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. So use it then. All right, well, without further delay, I pray, here is the monologue, the opening monologue last night on Jimmy Kimmel.
Glad you're here. I'm glad you're in a good mood. It is, that's a weird noise, by the way. It's just a weird noise for a human being to be making, but it's appropriate because tonight is My Pillow Night. The Pillowpocalypse has begun. All the way from whatever planet he came from, Mr. My Pillow, Mike Lindell is here to finally answer the question, what if Ted Lasso was on the FBI watch list? Mike, you know, was here once before, a couple of years ago, and he must have had fun because he's been very anxious to come back.
Hey, Jimmy, how was your New Year? I'd love to come on your show, Mr. Jimmy. I would like to talk to old Jimmy Kimmel again. I would love to come on your show. Jimmy, if you'd like me to come on your show, here I am. Heck, I think we got our anniversary coming up, Jimmy. That would be a good thing. We could do it. I'm in L.A. I'll be in L.A. I'm going to be here all week. I'll come on your show anytime, and I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm saying, yes, Jimmy, I will come. Jimmy, you'd probably double your audience. I got new stuff, Jimmy. How about we get together, Jimmy?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy. Call me up, Jimmy. Call me up and tell me what time you want. I'll be there. Jimmy, I haven't heard from you. It's not funny anymore, right?
No, it's still funny. In fact, it kind of gets funnier as it goes on, but... Well, we missed Mike, so we accepted his request on one condition. I told Mike he's welcome on the show if he agreed to do the interview from inside a Dave and Buster's claw machine. And guess what?
Jimmy Kimmel has Mike Lindell, I don't know, round three or four. Thank you for putting yourself through what Jimmy Kimmel's going to put you through, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody, I'm going to be inside of a claw game, inside of a... where they grab the stuff because he doesn't want, you have to be vaccinated there, so he's went for his protection.
No, well, hold on. I do want to make something clear. I did not insist that Mike be in a claw machine because he's not vaccinated. I insisted he be in a claw machine because it's hilarious. This isn't a political statement. This is just for fun. And Mike has had a busy week. You know, he decided to run for chairman of the Republican National Committee. There were 167 votes cast. He got 4 of those, so he didn't win. But he claims Ronna McDaniel, who did win, asked him to spearhead an elite unit of election conspiracy investigators.
One of the things, though, I want to say is we need to hold the RNC accountable. They did say, I will work with Mike Lindell. I can't wait to work with Mike Lindell. Well, when you work with me, it's election crime, not a weak word like election integrity. It's called the election crime. We're going to talk later in the week. We're setting up the election crime unit, Steve. So everybody stay tuned. It's going to be big.
Right. It's going to be you. Why do I have the feeling this will be headquartered in the back of a van in Mankato, Minnesota? Mike Lindell's election crime unit, it sounds like it would be a great primetime show for NBC.
Just forget about the evidence.
Why? What are you hiding? Hey, will you guys finally look at this evidence? Would you get a cyber guy? I'm going to show you inside a Dominion machine, everybody. Right there. Keep going down. Stop. Inside the machine. This is real-time crime. You can't deny it. I don't know if you can see this, but there's stars and stripes on here. Or stripes, I guess. Those are our machines, and we demand to look inside and get rid of them. Melt them down and use them for prison bars, like I said.
You talk about evidence. We had enough evidence to put everybody in prison for life, 300 and some million people.
Wow, your move, Dick Wolf. I would watch that. I would watch the hell out of that. Maybe you could team up with the Space Force and fight election crime in other galaxies, too.
All right, so that's the opening monologue. We'll get to the actual interview in a second. And, joining me now is Patty McMurray of 100% Fed Up. Patty, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to have you on because you wrote a great article over at 100% Fed Up with some important messages. And one of them is, of course, thanking Mike Lindell for being willing to go through all that to try to reach more people and make more people aware of what's going on. And, of course, I would like to think that some of them now have Googled, Yahooed, search engine of their choice and found Lindell TV, found Frank's speech, and have started to say, well, let's look into this. So, you know, there are Republicans and Democrats and independents and libertarians alike that are very concerned about how this election turned out, more so maybe now than ever, because it isn't going so well for our country 2 years in.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely correct. And I think that the thing that I really took away from that Jimmy Kimmel interview was Mike's courage.
Yeah.
You know, most people in his position wouldn't go on a show, a low-rated show like Jimmy Kimmel.
Did you just say low-rated?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have the best ratings, let's face it.
Didn't he admit that he lost about 50% of his audience after going after Trump?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, these late night shows, with the exception of Greg Gutfeld's Fox News show, they're all tanking, right? So in any case, I give Mike a lot of credit. He's a good sport. And I think that the reason why Mike does well in these situations, where Jimmy Kimmel obviously had him on so that he could spend whatever length of time mocking him, and his passion for free and fair elections, which I'm unsure why anybody would mock somebody when they're fighting so hard for free and fair elections in our country. But I think the biggest reason that he did it is because it really gives Jimmy Kimmel a feeling of superiority when he's mocking other people. And the thing about Mike is that he doesn't care. He really doesn't let things like that bother him. He doesn't let his opponents bother him. In fact, I recently wrote an article about Andrew Breitbart. And one of the things that Andrew Breitbart asked people to do, or asked conservatives to do in America, is not walk away from the fight, but walk toward the fire. And Mike is a perfect example of somebody who walks toward the fire. He knew exactly what he was getting into last night with Jimmy Kimmel, and he did an amazing job. I felt like, you know, after watching that, if I was just a typical viewer, I would have wanted to go out and buy some of his products to help support him.
Yeah, I watched it with my family. When I got done, I thought, you know what? I used the same word you did. What a good sport. What a good sport. What a likable guy. He can laugh at himself. He laughed at the
right.
Fake mic. You know, he made fun of the fake mic there and playing with the fake mic, taking the stuffed animals and throwing them down. Winning, winning, winning. And, you know, he was willing to make fun of himself, right? And I think
right.
The American people appreciate a guy that has a sense of humor, doesn't take himself too seriously, that he cannot
right.
make fun of himself or laugh when other people do so. You know, it's one thing, though, of course, to laugh when someone makes fun of you and is laughing with you versus at you, or making fun of you out of you know, respect for you and good sportsmanship
right.
or camaraderie. It's another thing when people make fun of you out of meanness and spite. And sometimes it seems to be, it comes from the latter, the meanness and the spite. But Mike came off last night, I thought, Patty, as a really good sport, really good sport. Let's go to, while we get her camera fixed, let's go to the actual interview between Mike and Jimmy Kimmel last night. And then we'll come back and comment some more before we have Garland Favorito on. Watch this.
Colorful, unhinged characters who've come to prominence in the political era of Donald Trump. Our next guest is probably the most enthusiastic to help him overcome his debilitating fear of machines. We have installed him inside a claw machine for his interview tonight. And joining us now from the corner of Donkey Kong and Q-Bert, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Hello, Mike.
Jimmy Crumble, is that you?
It's me. Well, Mike, first question, Mike, is why do you think people don't take you seriously?
Well, I want to tell you this, Jimmy. Remember
okay.
we were kids and we questioned these carnival games, whether they were rigged or not?
Yeah, right.
But when we spoke up back then, we didn't get sued, did we?
No, that's right. Hey, Mike, get rid of that kid. Will you give him a toy or something like that?
Here you go. You got a winner. It's a rigged game. It's a rigged game.
Mike, I know that you're distrustful of machines. Now that you're inside one, do you feel differently?
No, same thing. There's there are computers can be rigged out there. Yeah, absolutely, in elections. You know that.
Did you ask Donald Trump whether you should do this or not? Do you run this sort of thing by him?
No, I didn't, Jimmy. I did this all on my own. I wanted to be on your show. You know, you kept telling me to come on, but you know, I seen the monologue there. You said it's because to put me in here because I wasn't vaccinated. You tricked me. You did it to be funny, huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't want you in there because you weren't vaccinated. I don't know. To be honest, I don't even remember why I decided you should be in there.
Just, no, you said it on your show.
It seemed like a good idea when it happened. I have to say, I was very surprised when you said you would do it, but you know, I put it out there, and so you said yes. So yeah. I, you know, I'm honoring that commitment that I made on the air. So last week, Mike, you actually during the weekend, you ran for chairman of the Republican National Committee. This is the committee that is kind of in charge of fundraising. It decides where the money goes. It's a very powerful group.
Correct.
And you seemed, by my count, very confident that you had a chance to win this thing. Let's look at the tape.
I'm running for chairman of the RNC, and I plan on winning. And you know what? I plan on winning. I want to win that RNC chair. We're ahead in every single poll out there. I'm 100% all in. And when I go all in, I go all in to win. I just want to win, everybody. Not only am I going to win, but it's going to change real fast.
Are you confident that you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of them are going, do you think you can win? Do you think you win? Of course I'm going to win.
Mike, some of the polls show you winning this.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
Now, Mike, the poll actually did show you as the favorite, right? The Rasmussen poll.
That's correct, yep.
And then this happened.
Mike Lindell received 4 votes, Harmeet Dhillon received 51 votes, and Ronna McDaniel received 111 votes.
Now, does this seem like an indication that maybe your barometer when it comes to voting is off?
No, what it seems like, Jimmy, is that the RNC did, that their representatives didn't listen to the people of our country that wanted a change in the RNC leadership, because I was the top of all the polls. I almost doubled both of them combined in the Rasmussen report, which came out last Thursday, the day before the vote. So they, you know, I didn't realize that they, you know, that they would, I would think that they would have went with what the people wanted because they represent the people.
Do you believe this was a rigged election too?
No, absolutely not, Jimmy, because there was no machines involved. It was paper ballots hand counted.
Right. Okay. So you would have lost either way, I guess is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know if I'd have had machines. Somebody could have filled with the numbers, right?
You distrust machines. Does that extend to like sewing machines? Yeah. Tell me, like, what about ice machines? Are you okay with those?
Jimmy, you know what? I'm okay. You know, you can make fun of that, but we know the machines I'm talking about are voting machines, computers used in elections, because we want to have elections and not selections.
So not like the George Foreman lean mean grilling machine would not be on your list of things to melt down and make into prison bars.
No, just the voting machines. We got enough of them to melt down into prison bars.
Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. They're cool, right?
What's that?
I said Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
I can't hear you, Jimmy. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. It turns out you're locked inside a claw machine. You know, one of the differences between you and the claw machine is claw machines let go. And you will not let go of this voting thing, will you?
Never. I want to help save our country, and I love our country. I love the people in our country, and we've got to get rid of the computers in our elections.
Mike, I have to tell you, and I mean this sincerely, I believe that you believe this stuff. I believe that you are really convinced that the evidence that you presented is nonsensical, but I do believe that you are convinced that there is some kind of a conspiracy or malfunction or whatever the case may be. I don't believe that Donald Trump believes that. I think Donald Trump is lying when he says he thinks the election was rigged. I think Giuliani is lying when he says it. I think Carrie Lake is lying. I think for them, these are just excuses for losing an election. What do you say to that?
Well, I say, Jimmy, no judge in the United States has looked at the evidence. They've all kicked the can on standing. No one has ever looked at the evidence based on merit.
And
isn't that
to keep sounding the alarm until somebody looks at it. We gave it to the Facebook fact checkers, Alan Duke. He looked at it and now he just went away because he knows it was true.
But the Supreme Court.
I say to you, Jimmy, I'll give the evidence to you. We'll come back 2 months later. I'll pay for your cyber guy if the show can't afford it. We'll have him check it out. You know, you're getting a big audience tonight, so you could afford it.
Mike, you see that little girl with the overalls on? That's our cyber guy.
You're looking good. I knew you would.
How much has this crusade cost you personally, Mike?
Over $40 million, and that's counting building your great network you watch all the time, Jimmy.
That's right.
Lindell TV, that's part of the cost.
I'm your number one fan,
yes,
that's
you
for
are.
Sure. There's no question about that. Your MyPillows used to be in Costco, they used to be in Walmart, they used to be in Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, etc.
Right, where the heck are they? Hello? Is anybody? Where the heck is they?
Who? Oh, my goodness, it's another Mike Lindell.
Oh, no, not Jimmy. It's Jimmy Crumble. I can't handle it right now. I don't got time for you. I'm looking for the law offices of Dave & Buster's.
Well, no, Mike, Dave & Buster's isn't a law firm. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults who enjoy wrestling.
Well, I'm being sued for $1.3 billion, and I need some representation. So it's right here in the law. So... Jingle and Jehoshaphat, how did I get in there? What kind of dark magic is that play?
Mike, you agreed to be, one of the mics agreed to be interviewed in the claw machine, so.
I knew it! It's the machines! It's the Antifa Chinese devil crazies, and they trapped me inside. Don't worry, you sweet boy. I got a pillowcase full of quarters right here. Here, try the machine. Here, it's rigged.
You can't put credit cards. They don't take, pillowcases, Mike. I'm sorry.
Self-defense. It's just a self-defense technique.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to use no card on these. I'll get you. Don't worry, I'll get you, sweet boy.
It's a rigged machine. The animals are
You jammed it up. The door's not going to work. I just need another bag of pillows.
You're winning.
You have another pillowcase full of quarters?
I eat all of my suppers out of vending machines. You know that as much as I do. Shield your eyes. I'm coming for you. I'm going to get you back in that ice hole real quick. And smash this crab grabber to smithereens!
Right. Don't hurt Mike! All right.
Just come on!
Can security please take the other Mike Lindell out of the...
Come on!
Mike, one more thing. Have you met this guy, George Santos?
No.
What do you think of him?
Is that the guy that was just here?
No. That's a different guy. All right, Mike. Well, thank you, Mike, for, you know what? I have to say one thing about you is you are definitely committed, and you should probably be committed, to be honest with you. Mike Lindell, everybody, the MyPillow guy.
Thanks for having me on, Jimmy.
We'll be right back with Fallout Boy.
All right, there you go. And joining me to comment on this real quick is Patty McMurray. Patty, Mike was able to get in quite a few key points about our election system there.
Yeah, he was. Every opportunity he used it well, I thought. I especially loved when he told the little boy to take the stuffed animals because the machine was rigged.
Exactly.
And then when
he said it several times, he said, it's a rigged game. It's a rigged game.
Yeah, I mean, he made the most of it. He definitely made the most of it. Jimmy Kimmel is a late night bully, and that's what he is. That's what he's always going to be. He's a leftist late night bully with low ratings. And I give Mike a lot of credit for going on his show and boosting his ratings for him.
I'm not sitting here defending Jimmy, but I will have to say he did give him a platform again, and he's promoting Lindell TV. I mean, he had our logo up there almost the whole time. I did notice their funny little promo codes. You notice they kept putting little promo codes up there, and the audience would laugh. But he was promoting Lindell Television. And I will say there's not a lot of people on the right that are having Mike on. I mean, isn't he banned from Fox, so-called right? Isn't he banned from Fox News?
Is Newsmax having
him on? I mean, at least he's asking him about machines. and having him on and promoting Lindell TV.
Yeah, that's right. And I especially like how he talked about how his evidence is nonsensical. I'd really be curious to see how much time Jimmy Kimmel spent looking at Mike's evidence.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I would ask Jimmy. Let me play a clip here, Logan. Let me play this clip because, you know, he said, Mike, you're very committed, and I think you ought to be committed. Well, wait a minute now. I wonder what it would take for Jimmy Kimmel to play the clip I'm about to play. I wonder if Jimmy's ever seen this clip, and would he say maybe the Vice President of the United States should be committed? Several U.S. senators should be committed. Because how is what they are saying any different than what Mike is saying? They have all dropped this thing into, you know, the Wayback Machine and forgotten about it, but we're bringing it forward. I wonder if Jimmy would ever play this clip on his show. Watch this.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Our researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risk.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know that hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol where we brought in folks who before our eyes hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to have one swing state, or maybe one or two, or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
I'm very concerned that you could have a hack that finally went through.
Well, there you go. I wonder if Jimmy would ever play that clip. I don't, you know, or make fun of some of those people, or say that Kamala Harris or Sheila Jackson Lee should be committed.
Yeah, you know, the hypocrisy from the left on this topic, and that's just one video of several montages that I've seen of Democrats talking about the machines and the risk to voters with the machines that can be so easily hacked. I mean, the hypocrisy, it never ends with these people. You know, elections can only be hacked when Democrats lose, right? So, I mean, honestly, I think that Mike's appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel show was a good thing. I know that other people feel differently about it, but I'm proud of him for going on that show. I'm proud of him for reaching a different audience that he wouldn't normally be able to speak with because, you know, they have certain misconceptions about Mike. But he's such a good man, and he really can handle these bullies well. And I think that he really shined a bright light to me on Jimmy Kimmel just being a bully. It made Mike look like a good guy and really a good humored guy. I mean, he really had a lot of fun with it, and I'm really proud of him for that.
Yeah, I absolutely. Speaking of people that are committed and don't give up, you have a recent article on your website about why it's so important that people not give up. I want to speak about that new article and a tragedy in Michigan that you're helping with that you would not be in a position to help with right now if you had not been so committed and if you had given up. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, well, I live in Michigan, and as pretty much everybody knows, after this last election, Michigan probably had the most devastating results of all, and we kind of had a repeat of what happened in 2020 when Trump lost the election. We had three of the most unpopular people in Michigan at the top positions in our country, or our state, I'm sorry, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, who's our Attorney General, and Secretary of State Benson. All three of those Democrat women are very unpopular in our state. Gretchen Whitmer was responsible for some of the most brutal lockdowns in America. And, you know, we were sure that we were going to replace them after this election because independents, Democrats, everybody had turned against these women. And then lo and behold, the day after the election, they all won their positions. And not only did they win their positions, but for the first time in 40 years, the Michigan State Legislature, the House and Senate, now have a Democrat majority. And that's the first time in 40 years that's ever happened. All the nonpartisan elections were lost to conservatives. So it was a really devastating blow. And I kind of, I woke up the next day and thought, you know, what am I doing in this state? It's just, it's hopeless, you know? And I worked so hard to get the news out on my 100% Fed Up website and social media sites. And, you know, I work every day of the week. And I have writers that write for me that, you know, I have to manage. And I thought, why am I doing this? Because, you know, here we are after all the evidence that we presented of voter fraud that took place in 2020 and couldn't get a judge to listen to the evidence. What am I doing, you know, with my life? And I just kind of had to reevaluate things. And I actually decided that I was going to walk away from this. So I took about a month. I kind of really slowed down and kind of took a look at everything. And after kind of taking some time off, I started noticing that all the people that worked so hard on election integrity in our state and other important issues were still in the battle. And in the end, I just couldn't leave my friends on the battlefield and walk away from it. So I've decided to stay. I wrote an article about why I decided to stay. And honestly, I don't think I've ever had such a strong response for anything I've ever written. The amount of people that have reached out to me, either in texts, emails, perfect strangers that have thanked me for the article that I wrote about staying in the fight and how it inspired them to stay in the fight is just incredible. So I'm glad I wrote the article, but you mentioned the tragedy that we had in Michigan. I had a good friend who reached out to me last night, and she lives in northern Michigan in a very poor community. And I know we talk a lot in the news about white privilege. This is a mostly white community, and the people that live there are very poor. And on Sunday night, one of the families that lives in this community in Lewiston, they were driving their daughter and her boyfriend back to her boyfriend, taking the boyfriend home. They had just finished celebrating her birthday. And their 13-year-old daughter and their 6-year-old daughter stayed home while they drove the boyfriend and their daughter back to the boyfriend's house. And while they were gone, the house caught on fire. So far, they're saying they think it was a candle that caught the house on fire. But the house burned to the ground. The 13-year-old managed to get out of the house, but the 6-year-old was killed in the fire. Mm. And these are very poor people in this community. So it's absolutely tragic. I mean, they're next door to a fire station, the house, ironically, but it's a volunteer fire station. So there was likely nobody in the fire station when the fire broke out. The family lost everything they own, including, you know, all their possessions, but more importantly, they lost their daughter. It's my understanding they're holding the funeral for the 6-year-old daughter at her elementary school. And I believe that's because they don't have the money to have a funeral for her in a funeral home. So when this person contacted me and said, is there any way that you can use your social media network, your contacts, your website to write about this story and help this family? Because it's just so devastating. They're, you know, this is a horrible, tragic event. I realized then, you know, and I was on an interview earlier with Joe Hoft, Jim Hoft's brother of the Gateway Pundit, a radio interview with him. And I said, you know, I really prayed about this decision to stay in this battle. And I realized, you know, God gives each of us a gift. or some of us more than one gift. And we have to decide if we're going to use those gifts or not use those gifts. And I believe my gift is to be able to reach out to people and tell the truth about what's happening in this country. And I have done the best that I can with that gift. And I have a gift to reach millions of people. I also write for the Gateway Pundit, in addition to owning the 100%fedup.com website. So I'll be writing about this family later this evening, and I'll include the GoFundMe that was just started for this family to help them out. And I'm, you know, if any of your viewers want to help contribute to this family, they have lost everything, their home, all their belongings, and more importantly, their daughter. So anybody that wants to help this family, it's my understanding both of the parents work, they work minimum wage jobs, so I'm sure that they could use the support from their fellow Americans. So anyhow, I realized that, you know, I have this voice, and this is one way that I can use my voice for the good, in addition to exposing the truth about, you know, so many things. And that's really how I became friends with Mike Lindell, is exposing the truth about voter fraud. So, you know, I really appreciate my friendship with Mike. I've gotten to know him. I adore him. He's told me so many stories about, you know, the way that he treats his employees, which is just incredible. I think if most people knew how well he treats his employees, and the special considerations that he has for people, and that he gives his money back to the Lindell Recovery Centers. I don't think most people know that about Mike.
No, they don't. So they, to don't see somebody how, like, they don't realize how generous he is, and how fair he is. And he's quite tenderhearted. And of course, that came through when he was speaking at Diamond's a memorial service a week ago this past Saturday. Well, I'm glad you haven't left the battlefield, and that you have a platform to not only help preserve our liberties and freedoms, or try to, but also to help this family. At 100%fedup.com tonight, you'll have an article about that, where they can have a link to the GoFundMe page to help that family, at 100%fedup.com, correct?
Yes. So Annabella Christman is the name of the little girl that perished sadly in the fire. 6-year-old girl, first grader. From everyone that I know that I've talked to that knows her, she was just an angel. So it's a tragic story, but if there's anything we can do to help the family, it would be really appreciated. So I will have the GoFundMe up there as well on my website, 100%fedup.com.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you for bringing that story to our audience. I'm sure a lot of them will want to help.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon, for letting me talk about it. I appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our prayers and thoughts to that family tonight in Michigan. Thank you, Patty. 100%fedup.com.